when you look at the combination of both what's happening with cybercrime and then obviously also with cyber espionage as it relates with the government and the large enterprises, is the amount of data and the money that can be made or the intelligence that can be gathered is so significant enough that whether it's just cybercrime groups, being backed by organized crime, or whether it's foreign governments in their own resources, they've really stepped up the game to be at a level of professionalism where we see they even perform, various levels of quality assurance and code testing to make sure that their attacks are not only stealthy, but also very reliable and kind of able to get under the radar of, traditional signature technologies like antivirus, intrusion prevention, et cetera.
And we're even seeing things come through PDF documents, through even a website that you may visit, and all of a sudden you find that you're attacked in some form or fashion.
Exactly. I think most people, years ago, we were kind of more used to, maybe you get an email that has some sort of a program, an executable attachment, and people have, obviously filtered those things out and become weary of kind of.
We all thought PDFs were safe.
What they open. Exactly. Now it's moved to, third-party applications that not only do we kind of more blindly trust them, but we pretty much have to use these things as a part of just day-to-day running, running our organizations. So stuff like PDF is one of the most prolific right now attack vectors. And again, partially it's because of the inherent trust in opening PDFs and also the fact that it's just as widespread as any other Microsoft software, but the vulnerabilities in it are many and seem to not be, stopping anytime soon.
Do you find that people get these threats now? Is cybersecurity actually on most IT organizations' radar? It seems to me that it is more than it even was a couple years ago.
No, it definitely is on the radar. I mean, one of the challenges that IT has is there's many solutions when you look at the different problems. Like I want to prevent unknown threats. I want to prevent zero-day attack, etc. Every security company out there, no matter what technology and kind of what they're doing, we all market the same way as far as the problems that we're solving. So the challenge for IT is really how do you kind of cut through all the noise and figure out what is truly going to help. But I think they are looking for the solutions. I mean, I know even with our company, I mean, we specifically had an investment made in our company by Inkytel, which is the, the VC arm of the intelligence agencies, right? And so they're looking for, what is that next generation technology that really is going to solve these problems and kind of move beyond, signatures.
Let's talk a little bit about what FireEye actually does, because you seek to, you've done a pretty good job, I guess, of blocking things like PDFs and these viruses that come through in pretty malicious ways.
Yeah, I mean, what we tried to do and what we're always striving for is, if you look at most security technologies, they're always trying to chase the threat. So, yesterday it was the critical Microsoft vulnerability. Today it's the critical PDF vulnerability. And most security is always just trying to, play catch up to the next threat.
We're always fighting the last war.
Yes, it's exactly, yeah. That's exactly it. I mean, imagine if you think of, if you think about it in terms of the real military, imagine it's like, going into war, losing, and then saying, "Oh, well, this next time we do it, we're going to know what we did wrong the last time." But now, the opposition has totally moved on to new tactics to where what you learned is actually meaningless, and that's how most people are fighting the war in cyberspace. Using signature based technologies.
Because I'm not sure most of our folks will understand what signature based technology even is.
Yeah. So, a good example is. So say there is a new PDF attack that comes out today. Right now, majority of all security technology, it's not going to prevent that attack because the attack has never kind of been seen before. It's kind of unknown to the security companies. So as soon as security companies know about it, which means somebody out there gets compromised, something bad happens, that PDF gets submitted to a security company. They're then able to write a specific, update to your security software that'll look for that very specific PDF. The problem is that by the time that entire process happens, the attackers have already moved on to use a new PDF that has kind of a whole new you know, format to its data, et cetera, where this new rule, this new specific signature for it is meaningless. And it just starts the cycle over. That's why, you know, anybody, even as consumers, you know, you see your antivirus and you have to update it, you know, 12 times a day, you know, try to get all these new new signatures, these new kind of rules around, you know, what we know about as far as attacks. And that's really the problem, is that the attacks are so dynamic and changing so much, you know, literally every hour, that kind of reactive process simply doesn't work anymore.